I saw this illumination that was moving with respect to the stars. We were smart enough to not say, Houston, there's a light out there that's following us. So technically, it becomes an unidentified flying object.
While Neil and Buzz were on the lunar surface, Neil switched to the medical channel and spoke directly with the chief medical officer, saying, they're here, they're parked on the side of the crater, they're watching us.
I spotted a lot of stuff that seemed to not belong on the moon.
And it has very distinct features of a satellite dish. It's got the dish itself, the crater shape. It's got a long spike that appears to come out of the middle. All sorts of stuff that looks exactly like a satellite dish on Earth looks.
There's an interesting picture on the moon that does appear to show something that could be a bridge, maybe a pipe, could be an inching worm.
I have no doubt that extraterrestrials could very well have populated or made structures on the far side of the moon.
And welcome to the program. That was just a little tease about some of the topics we'll discuss for the next hour, because ufology is an effective new religion. More people believe in aliens than believe in God. And the UFOs and the mysteries surrounding them are helping to usher mankind, according to my guest this hour, into one of the darkest periods that this planet has ever seen. What do we mean? And this may be the greatest last day's deception. That's what we mean. And I'm going to be talking for the hour with the familiar voice of Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy Crone, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's always a pleasure to be on.
I just finished your book here, and I'll say more about that a little bit later, Billy Crone. But you agree with the statement, and I was surprised to read this and surprised to hear you say this in other interviews. You agree with the statement that 95% of the sightings of supposed UFOs are actually explainable. They can be military aircraft, it could be natural phenomenon, or they could be hoaxes, but about 5% are mysterious, and you agree with those stats.
Yeah, I certainly do, Janet. It's not just because of my own personal preference and trying to negate what society wants us to believe about UFOs and aliens, but a lot of it's based on personal research and also personal contact with a lot of the documentaries that we have done in the past. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed military experts. And so I think most people don't realize just how complex and how far along the flying technology is, not only for the United States, but the other governments around the world. Okay. And much what people want to see as an alien craft, it really is a governmental craft. However, I do believe that a lot of them, on top of that, are hoaxes, unfortunately. I think a lot of these sightings also, no, it's just hopeful thinking. You want it to be an alien craft, but that's just the blinking lights from an aircraft, et cetera, et cetera. However, I think if you're honest in the research, there is a smaller slice that cannot be explained away. It is not a hoax. And that's what we try to focus on in this resource. What are they? What mm-hmm. are they up to? And does that have anything to do with the last days that we're living in?
Okay. And let me just give the name of the book so folks can know what we're kind of basing our conversation on. Billy Crone has a book. I believe it's relatively new, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. And it's almost 300 pages, 276 pages. And we're carrying it. Olive Tree's carrying it. I'll tell you how to get it later. But Pastor Billy Crone, you suggest, and I agree with you, that some of this more mysterious, well, the category that we can't quite figure out, all right, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 10%, we don't know, but it's kind of small, could be demonic activity, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And again, that's just from taking a look at their behavior, what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're promoting, what they're teaching, if you will.
Yes.
And you look at that and you compare it to the scripture, of course, which is our sole source for the truth. It is carbon copy, Jan, of demonic behavior.
And I want to build on what you just said about demonic, but I want to talk about history for a minute here. Because you give a fascinating history. Going back even 100, 150 years, the sightings back then, let's say late 1800s, the sightings back then looked like, you know, a balloon, a flying balloon, because that was the technology of the day. And then as we morph into the, and particularly the 40s, because that's when they really started to pick up, and particularly around 1948, for some strange reason, they really picked up. But then coming into more modern times, the technology keeps morphing as the sightings keep getting increased.
Yeah, and that's your first clue that you're dealing with something deceptive here. Because, you know, of course, go back to John chapter 8, Jesus lays the gauntlet down. He's talking about Satan. He's not only a murderer, Jesus said, and he's been one from the beginning. He's a liar, and he's the father of all lies. And when you take a look at these entities, even throughout history, they're lying. They're deceiving. And that's what Satan, that's what demons do. And you mentioned about that. A lot of people don't realize this. A lot of the sightings purported for UFOs and ETs, they've been around for quite some time. Back in the late 1800s, though, when they appeared to people, they appeared to, I kid you not, and we document this in his historical accounts, that as a blimp. And then they even went on to say that they told the people they came from planet Mars. And you're going like, okay, but then fast forward just a few decades later, all of a sudden you appear as these metallic spaceships. Well, okay, let me just look at this logically, let alone biblically. You mean to tell me that you literally flew all the way from Mars on a blimp, number one? Number two, and or that your technology drastically improved from a blimp to what you appear to today? Or are you being deceptive? And what you're doing is you're deceiving people in each generation with the flying technology that they had for that generation. That's a lie. That's a deceit. That's what Satan does. Right. He's a liar, and he's a father of all lies.
Let's go down a little different path here for just a minute, because you have a background in the occult and the New Age, and you state that this has made a good fit for your interest in this topic. And you say that this background you have in occult, New Age, you say that it sort of prepared you, because you were taught to believe back then, this is years ago now, because you're now a pastor full-time, of course, you were then taught that, for instance, the Great Tribulation was earth cleansing itself. There will be some people who disappear. That's what you were told. And quite frankly, they're kind of pests, and it would be good to get rid of them. Referring to Christians, of course, this is when you were in the occult New Age. You said that you were taught that these were saviors from outer space taking us to a new level, and all of this is good. And this is when you were back in the occult and the New Age. And then you talk about some of the New Age lies and how they fit in here. And this is what some of these entities will even tell people, that we're all little gods, that there's no sin, we don't need a savior, that we should worship Mother Earth, that we need unity, we need world government, we need a one world religion, a one world economy, we need a single ruler. This will bring peace and harmony to the planet, that Lucifer is a good guy. These entities would debunk Jesus, God, and the Bible. These are all New Age lies.
Yeah, they're all New Age lies, and I can verify that, because that's what, as you mentioned, Jen, that's what I came out of. I came out of the New Age and the occult, and I'll never forget the first time. I'm 8 weeks old in the Lord, and next thing you know, I'm in Bible college and then later seminary. But I remember there in that first year Bible college student, I never heard of anything about the rapture and things of that nature, and I didn't hear about the Antichrist, the last days, the seven-year church. I didn't know anything about that, but obviously being in Bible college, I'm coming across it, and all of a sudden my mind starts going crazy. I'm going, wait a second. That's what these so-called UFOs and aliens were saying, except they say it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Jesus is one of the ETs come to assist us. He's just a great teacher like Muhammad or Buddha. Well, that's a New Age lie. They say that we need to submit to a one-world government, a one-world ruler, a one-world economy. Combine the religions together or the planet will be destroyed. Well, that's the Antichrist kingdom. They go on to actually even say and promote in New Age that Satan and the devil's a good guy. And again, that's just what the UFO so-called occupants are saying. And so you put all this together biblically, but even logically, Jen, you're saying, well, wait a second. Let me get this straight. You're supposed to be this higher evolved race from the other end of the galaxy or some star system, whatever you want to do. They lie all the time. And then you're here to help humanity in our time of need. And so you come all the way across the galaxy just to tell me that we need to follow an Antichrist figure. We need to combine the world's governments. We need to submit to a global authority. We need to combine our religions. Oh, and by the way, don't forget Satan's a good guy, and debunk only Jesus, God, and the Bible? Really? That's what you came here all the way across to say? It's just crazy. That's exactly what Satan does. That's what demons do. It's an old, age-old lie. And think about it, Jam, at least from Satan's perspective. All he does, that's what he does. He lies. He deceives, right? He masquerades as an angel of light, right? In our generation, most people don't want to believe in a literal Satan or literal demons, okay? So what's he do? He gets people to say, oh, no, they're not demons. They're aliens from another world. This is an extraterrestrial from another world, and they're here to share with you knowledge that mankind needs to receive. It's an age-old lie. All they did was repackage themselves.
Pastor Billy Crone, these entities have some enablers. I hate to say it, but Pope Francis is one of them, and he would like to baptize an alien. That doesn't help. That influences 1.2 billion Catholics who suddenly think, well, these little creatures are probably okay. Pope Francis wants to baptize them. He is helping the globalist New Age agenda. Of course, he helps it in many categories. But then Catholic Church comes along and makes statements like this. Doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help. But what it does is, well, if you will, it actually helps people fall for the deception.
Exactly.
Which obviously is a negative thing. But we document this, Janet, and I wish I was making this up. It sounds like a crazy science fiction story, but this is really what the Vatican's up to, and they've been up to for a long time. They actually are in a desperate search for ET themselves. They have their own entity. People can check it out. It's called VORG, V-O-R-G. It's the Vatican Observatory Research Group. And they got some of the most powerful telescopes in the world, reportedly, and they just want to find ET. Okay, now, the question is, well, why in the world is the Vatican so enthralled with ET? Well, believe it or not, and this is coming from the Vatican astronomers, the Pope's going along with this stuff too, it's all documented, that they believe that the ETs are going to become our new saviors. Now, of course, that's the demonic lie, that one of the many demonic lies, that they're coming here and sharing with people that you don't need Jesus, there is no such thing as sin, there is no such thing as hell, mm-hmm. Satan's a good guy, we're here, the ETs are here to save you. And people are enthralled with this, and the Vatican's going right along with it. But they think that the ETs are going to be our new saviors, and they actually would say that the extraterrestrials, we need to listen to them, whatever they say about life, even truth, including the Bible, because the Vatican's promoting that the ETs may not have experienced a fall. In other words, they're supposed to be free from sin. Well, that's a whole other topic. Aliens are based on the lie of evolution.
Yeah, they are.
And is there even life on other planets? I don't believe so. And even the scientific evidence does not show that. There is no proof. But even if they were in existence, Romans 8 says all of creation has experienced from the fall the effects of sin and stuff. But the Vatican, they say, no. So these guys supposedly have a better knowledge of God and the Godhead, and this is what the Vatican's promoting. Therefore, when these guys show up, whatever they say, we need to submit to their, mm-hmm. quote, gospel. Now, Paul's very clear about, listen, I don't care, in Galatians, right? In chapter 1, he says, I don't care if an even, quote, angel from heaven should preach another gospel other than what we preach to you. Let him be eternally condemned. He says it twice there. And as crazy as that is, as you mentioned, Jan, the Pope actually went on record, you could still see it on YouTube with news clips, that he would be willing to baptize an alien.
Right.
It sounds crazy, but this is really what's going
okay.
on.
Look, even Tucker Carlson, I mean, all sorts of people, and Tucker's pretty mainstream, is raising questions about this topic. Here's just a quick couple of minutes of Tucker interviewing, quite frankly, somebody extremely credible who's had a sighting.
UFOs have been the stuff of conspiracy theorists for decades, often mocked for talking about it, but maybe they shouldn't be mocked. Commander David Fravor spent 18 years as a naval aviator, a pilot. In 2004, he had an unforgettable encounter with an aircraft he said was defying the laws of physics. Former Commander Fravor joins us tonight. Thanks a lot for coming on tonight. Tell us what you saw.
Well, we had launched on a routine training mission. When we joined up, we were told that the event was going to be canceled and that we have real-world tasking, and we were sent out to the west. Now, take in mind that this has taken place about 100 miles southwest of San Diego, between San Diego and Ensenada, Mexico,
yep.
On a clear, perfect day, blue waters. We get out to the spot where they tell us it's at. We start looking around, and both of us, both airplanes, see a disturbance in the water and a white 40-foot-long, tic-tac-shaped object just hovering above the water, going forward, back, left, right. There's no rotor wash. There's no wings, nothing. So as we drive around in a clockwise flow, we get to about the 9 o'clock position, and I said, well, I'm going to go down and check it out, and the other jet is going to stay high. So as we go down, when we get to the 12 o'clock position, it starts to mirror us. So it's in a clockwise flow, and it's on the opposite side of the circle from us. And we continue this. It's in a climb. We're in a descent. We're getting a great look at it. This whole thing takes about probably up to 5 minutes from the time we show up. I get over to the 8 o'clock position. It's at about the 2 o'clock position, and I decide I'm going to go and see what it is, and it's about 2,000 feet below me. And I cut across the circle, and as I get within about a half mile of it, it rapidly accelerates to the south in about 2 seconds and disappears.
What would you estimate the speed?
Oh, well above supersonic. It like a bullet out of a gun, it took off.
So from what you know about aerodynamics, mechanics, physics, should this be possible, what you saw?
Not with the technology that we have today. not at all.
Even now, even 13 years later, is there anything that you know of capable of this kind of behavior?
No, there's nothing I know of. I mean, this when we saw the video with the IR, it has no exhaust. No discernible things of anything form of propulsion. And this thing came from a dead hover over the water, just kind of moving around, to a climb up to about 12,000 feet to rapidly accelerating away in a climb. And in less than 2 seconds, it was gone. And you figure you're talking 50 miles of visibility, and you can easily see an object that size easily out to 10 miles, and it just disappeared in seconds.
Pastor Billy Crone, do you think this could be the setting here? It could be part of the 5% that is just mysterious?
Well, it certainly could be, and that's a whole chapter that we have on how do you know, because we make the statement that we believe this is, that small percent is a demonic deception for the last days, and we begin to go through the proof. We have a whole chapter on how do UFOs, aliens, quote, travel. And the guys mentioned that this thing is, so we don't have the technology to do this, and it's just, it literally goes so fast, it's like a bullet out of a gun. But stop and think about that. If you're actually dealing with a demonic entity, the demons, of course, are fallen angels, and angels, when you look in the Bible, how do they travel? Angels have the ability to materialize and dematerialize. Mm-hmm. They just kind of pop in, pop out. Well, when you take a look at how UFOs and aliens travel, like the guys mentioned, that's exactly what you have with these entities. They clock them at speeds. He wasn't sure how fast that went, but on record that we came across, some of them, they clocked them at speeds up to 15,000 mm-hmm. miles an hour, making a right turn, which logically would destroy anything physical, if it really was physical in nature. These entities, they don't make a sonic boom like a normal physical object does. Also, radar has never recorded the actual entering of a UFO into our atmosphere. They just pop onto the scene. I mean, you never hear reports of people saying, hey, we just want to give you guys an update. There are aliens, a whole fleet of them are coming around the horn of Jupiter. They'll be here in 3 days and 14 hours and blah, blah, blah. No, here they are, the backside of the moon. They're going to be here, you know, tomorrow afternoon, so be prepared. No, they all of a sudden just pop on the scene in the radar, and they pop right back out. Okay? Now, this is why, after decades of research, secular, and I can't stress this enough, Jen, secular UFOologists, these are the guys who have been studying this for decades. They say, and I quote, there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. And quote, one theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. In other words, secular researchers, UFOologists are saying, based on how these things travel, they're not coming from outer space, they're coming from inner space. They're coming from another dimension.
Yeah.
Well, wonder of wonders, that's what the Bible calls the spirit realm, and wonder of wonders, that's how angels travel, and demons are of the fallen category.
Right. Actually, that was next in my notes. I was going to ask you about, I was going to talk to you about this. The secularists are saying, and some of these are UFOlogists, and they're saying that what we're dealing with is more akin to magic or the occult. Billy Crone, again, let me just jump here to some of my notes in front of me. Some say that when this kind of a phenomenon happens, a sighting, even a landing, there's a smell of sulfur, mindful of Revelation 19, the lake of burning sulfur. What do you make of that? I mean, first of all, people are actually having encounters with these crafts.
Yeah, there is. Again, I think that's your smaller slice, but you got to deal with it. Something odd is going on. And again, when they show up, first of all, they want to communicate with people. Obviously, they say we're here. But what's very strange, Jan, is again, how do you know you're dealing with a demonic deception? Is because the manner in which they communicate when they show up, right? The only way apparently to get the news that we need to have from these guys, they tell us they got the great truth that'll save the planet,
mm-hmm.
is you have to get into an altered state of consciousness,
right?
Well, Deuteronomy 18 forbids that. It's called being a medium, right? God's very clear about that. He calls it detestable. Why? Because it's demonic practice, and they're to deceive you. But think about that logically. Wait a second. So the only way that I can get this information from you when you show up is I have to get myself into an occult practice, an altered state of consciousness, and then you take over my vocal cords, which New Age, we used to call that channeling, and that's how I can communicate with you? I mean, come on, you're supposed to be this highly advanced civilization, this technologically advanced race of entities, and can't you beam me down a walkie-talkie?
Sure.
How about send me an app? There's an app for everything, right? Pop it on my phone, or give me one of those nifty Kirk Enterprise devices. Why is it the only way I can communicate with you is a demonic practice? Well, what's interesting, I do find this interesting, is that Paul did talk about to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:1, he said, the Spirit clearly says in the latter times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. And that's what these things are doing. They're coming up on the scene, but in only way to be taught by them, to communicate with them, it's an occult practice. But it goes even further. They don't just want to take over your vocal cords, right, and communicate through you. They literally want to possess you.
Yes, they do.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And full-blown possession. Now, of course, what Satan do? He repackages himself. Those aren't demons. They're just aliens. You know, you don't want to be demon-possessed, so I won't call it that. You'll freak out. But so they use terms like walk-in, or you can be a star child, a star seed, that you can be disseminated with light. And they literally want to possess your whole body. And then when you take a look at the encounters that people have when they do show up on the scene, people begin to act as if they're possessed. And then you mentioned, Jen, of all things for them to, quote, smell like when they show up on the scene, oftentimes it's the smell of sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with aliens and UFOs. We also document in the occult, having been there, done that, wish I wouldn't bought the t-shirt, but in the occult, when actual demons appear on the scene, sometimes there's also the smell of sulfur. So that's just kind of an interesting coinkydink. So aliens show up on the scene, you smell like sulfur. Demons show up on the scene, you smell like sulfur. Not cheeseburgers, not stale milk, not copper.
Just sulfur.
All things to smell like is sulfur, which is what the Bible describes the lake of burning sulfur.
Like a burning sulfur, that's in Revelation 19. But we need to quickly insert here, Billy Crone, that there's kind of one word that can chase all of this away, and I mean in a nanosecond. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's wild, because I wish I would have known this, you know, obviously before I got saved. Would have saved me some trouble. But it did happen the moment I did call upon Jesus. He rescued me from that. But we even interviewed people. We share their encounters. We also share other researchers' encounters. But, Jan, that's absolutely right. Give me a break. You know, what's the old axiom? If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, you probably got a what? A duck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you lie like a demon, you teach like a demon, you travel like a demon, you smell like a demon, you deceive like a demon, you're probably a demon. And then add this one. Oh, and by the way, you're rebuked just like a demon. There is one way on record, even secular UFOologists admit this.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the time. You want to get rid of these critters? If they do show up near you, it's when you command them in the name of Jesus Christ to leave. And they do. Oh, and Jan, I got to share this too. In the research, and this is from secular researchers, they say there's a very strange trend here, right? That they say that Muslims, Buddhists, agnostics, they claim abduction experiences. But as more cases were examined, there was a puzzling trend that emerged. Okay, there's one group that these things tend to stay away from, and that's Christian. Okay, and he's talking about, and they make the delineation. Listen to this. What we're talking about is known as born again Bible believing Christians. It's as if the ETs tend to avoid this group of people, and quote, this reality has been largely ignored by many UFO researchers. Then they go on to say the so-called Christians reporting these encounters tend to be those who intellectually espoused the existence of God but didn't apply it, i.e. they weren't true Christians. There seemed to be an obvious absence of devout, Bible-believing, walk-the-walk Christians. Where were they in this equation? So number one, secular researchers are saying, you know, everybody's talking about these different cultures of these aliens and entities and even an encounter with them, but Bible-born-again believing Christians, they don't seem to get messed with.
Right.
And those that do encounter them, again, when they speak forth the name of Jesus Christ, these things don't just listen. They don't just take heed. They hightail it out there.
In a nanosecond, they're gone. They're gone.
Yeah.
I want to go back to this rapture issue that I teased with just a moment ago. There's coming a day, probably soon, when a lot of people are going to go missing. And isn't it convenient that this phenomenon has been all the rage going back for hundreds and hundreds of years? But in the last 60, 70 years gone off the chart, and really in the last 25, 30 years is when it's really kind of peaked. And this is going to help those who are trying to explain what happened after a certain phenomenon the Bible refers to as the rapture.
Yeah, and that's why we entitled the book UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception, because it's leading somewhere. And you think about the enemy, how slowly, methodically he has set this up just to explain away, I believe, the rapture of the church, right? And again, UFOs, aliens, it's all based on a lie called evolution. They're not just a race of entities. They're supposed to be a higher evolved race of entities. Well, if evolution is not true, then right there you just lied to me. Again, another thing that demons do. But when did that lie start? About 150 years ago with Charles Darwin. So the enemy first had to get people to buy into the lie of evolution, get that in the minds of people around the world.
Right.
But that wasn't the end game. The end game is to now go step two. Now that I got you away from God and Christianity and creation from a biblical perspective. Now I'm going to drop the bomb on you. I'm going to tell you that there's other life forms out there. And then that's what's been through Hollywood, the media, and again, the old axiom, you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, often enough, people believe it. Same thing with here. We're inundated. Everybody's enthralled with aliens. I mean, to even say that aliens don't exist in the traditional sense, people look at you like you're the weird one. But everybody believes in aliens now. Now, that's just step two. Step three is, boy, put yourself in the Antichrist shoes. Put yourself in the last days. Put yourself in Satan's shoes, if you will. Here you have an event that is coming. The Bible talks about for the last 2,000 years, the rapture of the church. You can't spin this baby away. You can't say, oh, no, that didn't happen. It was an event that happened, and it specifically happened around the world, and specifically and only Christians disappeared. Not random people, specifically Christians. How in the world are you going to spin that baby away? Well, Jan, again, back to that first year in Bible college, I'd never heard of the rapture from a biblical perspective in my life. But when I came across that the first time, again, my head is exploding. I'm going, whoa, wait a second. It drew me back to the New Age days and the so-called channeled messages from these supposed space brothers orbiting the planet or some star systems, the aliens and UFOs, and of all things for them to come here. You're not here just to deny God, Christianity, the Bible. You're not here just to promote the Antichrist kingdom and say the devil's a good guy. Of all things for you to do is you are laying the foundation to explain away the rapture of the church. And we share in this research, actual stuff. I actually had to pull up some old stuff that I was involved in to prove that I'm not making this up. These are what they're doing. I pulled up a bunch of New Age resources from these authors that are supposed to be getting these messages from these aliens. And let me just share a couple of quotes with you, Jen. You tell me if this is not going to become the perfect excuse to explain away that next prophetic event. But one of the big ones out there, her name is Barbara Marciniak, and she's a really famous New Age lady. Unfortunately, I still pray for her to this day. She wrote a book out there. It's called Bringers of the Dawn. And she believed that she's in contact with the extraterrestrials from the star system Pleiades. And here's what she said that they have told her to tell mankind that we desperately need to know, right? And she said this, that what they've told her is, quote, there will be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. It will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming, that nations are rising against each other in war, and that earthquakes are happening more frequently. Well, listen, they must have some supernatural knowledge. No, that's called read the Bible, Matthew 24. That's nothing new. But they make it sound like they got this secret knowledge. But then she goes on and says this, they've told me to tell you that earth is shaking itself free, and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. Listen, the people who leave the planet during the time of earth changes do not fit here any longer. They are stopping the harmony of the earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, and again, notice how what they do is they picture being left behind as a badge of honor, and that it was those sad people, those people who weren't as spiritually evolved as the rest of us who are still on the planet, those nasty Christians, they were stopping the harmony of the earth. But now they've been beamed up, right? That's why they disappeared, because now we're going to build this age of utopia. Oh, and by the way, there is going to be some catastrophes on the planet, and they're going to escalate. We'll go ahead and warn you of that, too. But it's not a bad thing. It's definitely not God's wrath. It's just Mother Earth cleansing herself.
Right.
And if you could just hang on, you'll make it on the back end into the age of utopia. Right. Total explaining away the rapture of the church.
That's very convenient. A couple of comments you make in the book that I want to dwell on for just a real brief amount of time here. But you say the notion of alien life does not square well with Scripture. And, of course, that should be obvious to most listeners, because you and I feel that God's plan of redemption is obviously for humans, in other words, descendants of Adam, and really not space creatures that are inherently demonic. I found that to be a very interesting concept that you, and accurate, and you say extraterrestrial life is an evolutionary concept, and I think you should explain that, because again, this is a huge deception. Evolution is one of the big deceivers of today, and extraterrestrial life is an evolutionary concept.
Yeah, Jan, I appreciate that, because that's very important, because I've noticed that some Christians have even kind of stumbled a bit on this issue because of the repeated lie throughout the media and the movies and things of that nature. And they say, well, there's just got to be life on other planets. I mean, come on. I mean, haven't you seen Star Wars and all the Star Trek and all that stuff? Hey, listen, I don't care if Hollywood makes a movie. It doesn't make it true, folks. Okay? But the whole premise, again, as I mentioned earlier, of aliens is built on a lie, and the lie is evolution. Evolution is not true. Folks, there is no evidence of evolution. And by the way, if people want to get a resource, we have a 42-hour study on video. We also have five companion books on it. It's called The Witness of Creation, dealing with the bankruptcy of evolution, stick to the biblical account, not just biblically, but also scientifically as well.
Well, again, another quote that you have in the book, the real world is a biblical world, a universe designed by God with the earth as the spiritual focal point, not an evolutionary universe.
Yeah, and again, and let me continue to build on that comment. Evolution is bankrupt. Evolution, folks, if it can't happen here, and it can't, and it doesn't, it's not going to happen anywhere, right? But also from a biblical perspective, the earth, the Bible is very clear, the earth is, in fact, unique, and that God designed the earth alone for life, right? Psalm 115 says, the highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. Right? And again, I don't care how many times Hollywood wants to pump out, oh no, there's gotta be life else out there, you know, the Vulcans and the Klingons and all these other aliens. Listen, that's not what the scripture says. Also, number two, aliens, biblically, cannot be redeemed. God's plan of redemption is for human beings, not for aliens. It's for those who are descendant of Adam, right? This goes back to the fall. All of us, mankind, are descendants from Adam. We inherited a sin nature, and God set the pattern for us in the Garden of Eden, right? After Adam and Eve sinned, God made coats of skin to cover them, which of course we know is symbolic of our salvation, of the Lamb to come, Jesus Christ, who would be the sacrifice, the covering for our sin, okay? Aliens, even if you want to say they exist, they're not blood relatives of Jesus. They're not from Adam, so they can't be redeemed, even if you wanted to flirt with that route. Jesus' blood would not pay for their sin, okay? And by the way, Jesus also died once for all here on planet Earth. He didn't go visit another world. He's not going to go visit another world. And again, that's all completely unbiblical. Jesus is both God and man. He is not an alien. He died for mankind. He is a descendant in his humanity from, obviously, Adam, just like the rest of us. He died for mankind, not the ETs. Extraterrestrial life, the whole premise, is an evolutionary construct. It does not agree with the Bible that the Bible says, I'm not making this up, the Bible says that the Earth and mankind is unique. And all the worlds in the universe, the planets and galaxies and stuff, okay, it's only the Earth that God himself has visited as a human being, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. It was only on planet Earth. He only rose again from the grave, only on planet Earth. And again, only for mankind. And by the way, not just a biblical account, this is why, to this day, no one, and they won't, unless they want to lie about it, but no one has discovered life on other planets. No one has detected any radio signals from so-called intelligent aliens. What you find is a complete silence. Well, that agrees with the biblical creationist account, okay? If evolution was true, and if there was life on other planets, and if we've been here for millions and billions of years, then you would expect a ton of contact with these entities. We would find radio signals all over the place, and the scientists would just be having boxes loaded up with all kind of life teeming in the universe. That is not what you find. What you find agrees with the biblical account. Man is unique, Earth is unique, and Jesus Christ only died for mankind.